It's a whole new world we live in. Everybody wants to be your master. Everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster. Make their way to the top of the hill.
Each time you try,
gonna get just a little bit better.
Each step you climb, one more step up the ladder. It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. Still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can be. Pokemon Johto.
It's a whole new world we live in. Still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can be. Pokemon Johto.
Pokemon Johto.
On their journey to Violet City and Johto League glory, our heroes find themselves in the majestic town of Palm Hills.
Look at all these humongous houses.
They aren't houses, they're mansions.
It says here Palm Hills is famous for its sprawling estates and sweeping lawns.
I'll say.
Wow, look at the size of that one over there.
It's huge.
Ah.
Sweeping lawns, huh? I wouldn't even want to mow it.
I bet it would be fun to play hide and seek in a house with that many rooms.
Hey, do you think maybe they'd let us camp out in their garden?
Somehow, I don't think so, Brock.
Have you searched everywhere?
Uh-huh.
All the usual places.
You keep looking and I'll keep Madam from getting frantic.
Right.
Looking for what?
Snubble Snobbery!
Hey, look what Togepi and I found.
What is it?
It's a map that'll show us where all of the stars are.
I know where the stars are, Misty.
No, movie stars. It shows where the houses of the movie stars are.
Who wants to waste time looking at houses?
Sounds boring to me.
Oh, really, Brock? Well, lots of your favorite actresses live in those boring houses.
Ah! So what are we waiting for? Come on!
Wait up! Hey, a Growlithe! Something's making Growlithe awfully upset. You gotta settle down now, Growlithe. Otherwise, we can't even try to help you.
Wonder what's wrong.
I think something's been chasing it, Brock.
Huh?
Is that a Pokemon?
Wow, it's a Snubble. I've never seen one of these before.
Snubble.
Cool. Let's see what Dexter says.
Snubble, the fairy Pokemon. While it may appear gruff and grumpy, deep down Snubble is a kind and caring Pokemon.
It must be kind and caring way deep down.
Snubble.
You better let an expert handle this.
Snubble?
You won't snub me, will you, Snubble?
Hey, look! Pink ribbons.
I guess that makes this Snubble a girl.
Snubble.
I guess you are, huh? A grumpy girl who's not afraid to chase Pokemon. That reminds me of Misty in a way.
Snubble!
In a good way.
There you are!
Huh?
Madam, your Snubble has been found and she's perfectly all right.
Hello, Snubble!
Here I am!
Thank goodness! Are these children the ones responsible for saving my precious Snubble?
They are.
I simply cannot thank you all enough! Snubble disappeared last night, and ever since I've been in a terrible state of panic, imagining the poor thing lost. Come here, precious. There, isn't that better now?
Snubble,
I know you've had a scare, but there's no need to be upset. After all, you're going home now. Please join us for lunch.
Okay. I don't know what it is, but all of a sudden I feel like I'm at the airport.
And the driveway's as long as a runway.
Snubble.
What's the matter, Brock?
I don't know, but if you ask me, Snubble doesn't seem too happy to be going home.
It's like a palace.
Or a castle.
It's filthy outside, so we mustn't forget to wipe our feet.
Oh, I bet there are at least 50 rooms in this house, huh?
Jeeves would know the answer to that. How many rooms do we have, Jeeves?
86 at last count.
Right. We're planning an addition to the West Wing. There's no time for the grand tour, but perhaps you'd like to see Snubble's wing.
Sure.
This is Snubble's bedroom on Saturdays. She watches all her favorite cartoons here every weekend. This is Snubble's walk-in closet.
It's so big, it ought to be called a drive-in closet, not a walk-in closet.
It has to be roomy, because I couldn't bear for Snubble to have to wear the same thing twice. We all know how important exercise is, so I had this workout room built to keep Snubble in tip-top shape.
Seems nice, but I think if I was Snubble, I'd rather be running around in that gigantic yard down there.
I'm trying to keep Snubble healthy, so I hate to send her out with all that harsh sun and polluted air. And this is her private Snubble bubble bath.
Well, I don't see too many bubbles, but it sure looks like we're gonna have a tough time getting him out of there.
Snubble's really very lucky to have someone who takes such good care of it.
Thank you, dear. I've spared no expense to make sure my Snubble is perfectly happy.
Snubble, Snubble.
Perfectly happy, huh? I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, it's time for Snubble's lunch. I certainly hope you'd still like to join us.
Would we ever?
We're starved!
Wow, I've never seen a dining room this size before.
That's because this isn't the dining room, dear. It's only our humble little breakfast nook.
Wow, this looks great!
Even the food's rich!
Pikachu!
Please, everybody, help yourselves.
Thank you! We will!
Not bad, huh, Pikachu?
Pika!
It is delicious, isn't it, Togepi?
Snap.
Don't you like it, Snubbly Wobbly? I'm sorry, Jacques, but you'll have to clear the table and bring back something that Snubble will actually eat.
But, madame, I have tried everything I know, but still Mademoiselle Snubble will eat nothing. Perhaps she is simply not hungry.
That just can't be. There must be something special you can make for her.
I know. I always carry a little something in my bag to snack on. They've got to be in here somewhere. Here you go, Snubble. Popcorn balls.
But, Brock, there's no way Snubble's going to want to eat them. Even I think they taste awful.
Snub? Snub.
Well, if that isn't the most adorable thing I've ever seen. I'll see to it that from now on we have an endless supply of the finest popcorn balls money can buy.
That was easy.
I have a feeling Snubble's been looking forward to a taste of reality for a long time.
Huh. Maybe the luxury life's not all it's cracked up to be.
Get a load of these days! Anybody who lives in a joint this swanky must have more dough than a pizza parlor.
They probably have the pizza parlor, too. That's how it is for the upper crust.
James would know, because he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Yes, it's true. But we had to get rid of it right away to make room for my foot.
That's not fair. Why is it always the rich who get to have all the money?
All I know is the only kind of pool we had when I was growing up was a cesspool.
For your information, growing up with everything can be terribly hard on a child. As a boy, I used to get so bored that the servants would have to take me fishing in our pool, which was so devastating, as you can probably imagine, because I never caught a thing.
You've got some nerve fishing for sympathy.
We'll smash it till every bone in your body knows what it's like to be broke.
Come on, you two. This mansion is full of treasures that are ours for the taking, if we can just sneak in quietly enough.
They're never gonna hear us, Jesse. They got money coming out of their ears.
I don't know.
I think that Pokemon is called a Snubble.
The chicken up!
Hey, you hold it right there! What do you think you're doing with that Snubble?
Getting away from it as fast as we can! Hold it in!
What are you waiting for, Meow?
I'm running as fast as I can, but I got a Snubble on my tail!
Huh? Fancy meeting you here!
Well, there goes the neighborhood.
And who let you losers in?
Out of the way, twerps!
Oh, we just happen to be very special guests here.
Hey, poisoning
Boys, forget about them for a second and get this thing off of my tail!
Can't you do anything yourself?
Get off the goat!
Well, hello, precious. Mummy is happy to have Snubble home, too.
Wait! Go, wheezing! Smokescreen attack!
I can see how terrified you are, but I promise I'll never let you out of my sight again.
I can't believe Team Rocket showed up here of all places.
I wouldn't be surprised if we haven't seen the last of them.
Maybe it's me, but I couldn't help noticing Snubble seems a little unhappy.
She's not unhappy, dear. She's just nervous, like most brides on their wedding day.
Wedding day?
She gets so grumpy, I decided she was lonely and needed a companion.
Let's see.
Here comes the groom.
His name is Winthrop Snubblefeller. A real dream boat, don't you think? They're going to make such a lovely couple.
Maybe Snubble isn't getting lost after all. Maybe she's just plain running away.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to get married to Winthrop and she's just trying to escape before the ceremony.
I really don't think that Snubble likes all that smothering and pampering either.
She doesn't exactly have a lot of freedom, does she?
Well, we certainly don't want to be late to meet Snubble's new husband. We'd both love it if you'd come to the wedding later.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds really great.
What do you think we should do?
I don't know for sure, but we gotta try to help Snubble.
Let's go before this tale gets any more pathetic.
Meow. You're not the only one who deserves to have a happy ending.
I agree. And the only way we're going to get it is if we activate our snubble-stealing plan.
Good idea, James. And I think I know just what to use for bait.
Sounds kind of fishy to me.
I'm sure you can tell by Snubble's behavior. We're just delighted to meet you.
I assure you, young Winthrop and I are equally delighted to meet you and your Snubble.
I must admit that I've never seen such a distinguished and well-groomed groom.
You've obviously raised your Snubble to be quite the charming young lady.
They're absolutely perfect for each other.
I'm sure they're going to get along just beautifully.
Does your Winthrop have any interesting hobbies?
Winthrop likes nothing more than staying inside and sampling his store of gourmet bones. Isn't that right, Winthrop?
I'm so pleased to hear that, since my little Snubble is so fond of fine food and indoor activities herself. Aren't you, darling?
They're going to be so happy together.
I couldn't agree more.
Enough is enough!
Oh, hello there. Did you come to bring Snubble her wedding gifts?
Maybe you ought to start thinking about your Snubble once in a while.
I am, dear. That's why I asked about her presents.
If you were really thinking about her, you'd know that she doesn't want wedding presents, especially since she doesn't want a wedding.
She just wants room to be herself, but she doesn't get it with you smothering her all the time.
But children, keeping her close and giving her everything is the best way to show her I care.
No, it's not!
Ta-da!
Just what do you think you're doing?
Prepare for Snubble trouble.
Make it double trouble, Snubble.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Me out, that's right. Is it too late to wind my way out of this one?
What's the matter, Snubble?
You caught a Snubble!
And a wide mouth meow!
If I'd known I was the bait, I'd have tried to get off the hook!
Snubble, come back, darling!
We finally caught one! That Snubble's a real beaut!
We better do something quick, Ash!
Don't worry, I'll handle this!
Oh, no, you won't!
We figured you could always use another pair of cufflinks.
Sorry to break up the party.
And the marriage.
I'm in extreme pain here.
Come back!
Snubble! I can't believe we're trapped in this crummy shed. Oh, I hope you're happy. Stuck on an estate surrounded by servants and enemies.
Actually, I am happy because it reminds me of my youth.
This is no time for nostalgia. Meowth, where did you park our getaway balloon?
Most of these rich people are so full of hot air, I thought this would be a good place to have the balloon refilled. I'll see if it's ready.
The balloon wasn't empty, but your head obviously was.
I've had about enough of your airbrain schemes.
Not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, are you, Meowth?
Snob.
Snubble don't like it when you threaten me, see?
Snob.
I hate to say it, but I think Snubble might really like Meowth.
What's not to like?
Then again, actions speak louder than words.
In that case, Snubble just said a meowthful. Even
yeah,
if they're not the best of friends, they're still inseparable.
Quick, tap in and get it off of me!
There's no way they could have gotten away, because we've got the whole place surrounded. All we have to do is keep looking.
They're probably hiding somewhere.
Huh?
I can't take it anymore!
Huh? There she is!
My Snubble!
Meow!
Get back in here!
Uh-huh!
Huh? There they are! Over here!
Let's get out of here! Come on, Adarbok! Go!
Go, Weezing!
Heracross, stop that! Quit snacking and start attacking! Heracross, use your horn attack now!
Get this thing off of me!
Stop behaving that way, Snubble. You're going to get hurt. Stop it right now.
Good job, Snubble. Keep it up.
How could you?
You try it. Just tell your Snubble to use her tackle attack.
Huh?
Snubble.
Tackle attack.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right.
Okay, Arbok. Show them how to tackle when you tackle it back.
There's her scary face attack!
I'd hate to have to face that.
Snubble's got a great fight attack!
I guess that was what you'd call a bite at a bitter end.
I'll take over from here. Go, Victory Bell! How many times have we been
through this? Snubble, I never knew you had so much extra energy.
That wasn't very dignified, was it?
Stop right there!
Let's get away!
Don't look now! They're after us!
Ha! Just in time! Run for it!
Heracross, stop him with your horn attack, now!
Wow! Looks like Team Rocket's flipping out again!
Great job!
You really showed him! Way to go, Snubble!
I'm so proud of my brave Snubble. I hope Snubble won't be lonely now. I'd certainly hate to see her turn grumpy again when she realizes that Winthrop is gone.
Something tells me that she would have been even grumpier if he had stayed.
She'll be okay by herself.
I have a feeling Snubble was never all that lonely in the first place.
You're right. Now that I've seen her battle, I know she can be very independent. From now on, I'm going to be less overprotective and let her lead a more normal life.
Then I'm sure she'll be happy. Take care of yourself, Snubble.
Snubble.
The new exercise yard is ready, madam.
We've brought in the finest materials to recreate a look of nature just for Snubble.
You see? Enjoy yourself. I'll be right here whenever you're ready to come back. I've got plenty of popcorn balls if you get hungry.
I guess it's time we're out of here.
Goodbye now, Snubble.
Good luck on the rest of your journey.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for everything you've taught me about Snubble.
Goodbye!
With our hero's help, Snubble's trainer is learning that her Pokémon's affection has to be earned by paying attention, not money. And so our friends are on their way again, but they may not be the only ones.
Maybe we should have made it bigger, Jeeves. Let's draw up some plans for an expansion. We could put in a waterfall.
No.
Pokémon Karaoke-mon!
Anytime, any place, anywhere, with trouble brewing, laughter in the air. Count on a friend who's just a cup, and the song that's alive in the heart of Kigglypuff. Magical power in the lush grass and the shade of Mountain Moon Creek song. So the power of the melting moon.
Everybody wants to be a master. Everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster. Make their way to the top of the hill.
It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch 'em all.
Be the best that you can be.
Pokémon Jojo. Pokémon Jojo.